A devotee asks, is the study of Sanskrit essential on the path to liberation? By Evelyn K. Sapphire. Evelyn Castillo Sapphire has shared her experiences with Swami Vishwanathan in a series of articles highlighting Swamiji's dedication and devotion to his guru. While offering his guidance to devotees of Sri Bhagavan and allaying their doubts, Swamiji gave them the encouragement to tread for themselves their royal path of Atmavichara, self-investigation. His first words to the devotees of Arunachal Ashrama on entering his small room during the first pilgrimage of 1973 were, there is a center in man where there is no ignorance, where there is pure awareness. Recently, Evelyn received a question relating to her study of Sanskrit with Swami Vishwanathan. We present here her reply to a sincere devotee's query. Dear friend, I am currently pursuing my graduate studies in Indian philosophy, Vedanta. We know you have spent some really precious moments with Swami Vishwanathan and had learned Sanskrit Vyakaranam, grammar, from him. I have learned basic Sanskritam for 5 years during my school and college days. But now I am in a sort of dilemma. Is knowledge of Sanskritam necessary for one's spiritual sadhana and upliftment? Is knowledge of Sanskritam absolutely necessary to understand Bhagavan's teachings? We have sufficient resources and materials available here to gain a deep knowledge of Sanskritam. While a part of my heart says yes to acquire that knowledge, as somewhere in the heart there is an affinity for it, another part says no, since Bhagavan himself has said no learning or knowledge of scriptures is necessary to know the self, day by day with Bhagavan. What did Vishwanatha Swami tell you regarding the importance and or necessity of knowledge of Sanskritam, both in relation to sadhana and spiritual growth, and also to Bhagavan's teachings? Also, what advice did Vishwanatha Swami give to improve your knowledge of Sanskritam? Although to my limited knowledge, Bhagavan has nowhere mentioned the necessity of knowledge of Sanskritam, yet advice from his disciples like Vishwanatha Swami will serve as a guide for us, particularly now when our thoughts and habits have deteriorated so much. Kindly give me your valuable advice. As we never had the great fortune of association with Vishwanatha Swami, you can transmit to us the guidance you have received from him. Thanks and regards. A sincere seeker. Dear friend in Sri Bhagavan, thank you for your letter. It has given me occasion to recall those carefree days when I sat by the side of Vishwanatha Swami, studied the works of Bhagavan with him, and learned various slokas. Those are treasured memories indeed. As we read through the sacred text, the subtext for me was always the peace, eagerness to impart wisdom, and feeling of love and tender oversight of the revered Swami. Of course, I was only one of many to be so blessed, but nevertheless, the subtle teaching that I received in those days was truly one of my life's greatest blessings. To be near Vishwanatha Swami was to imbibe his impeccable spirit of dispassion. renunciation, devotion and love. He was selfless and self-effacing in everything, and I found in him also a gentle sense of humor that surrounded his depth of understanding. During my time with the Swami, we never touched on Sanskrit grammar of itself. It was enough that I had become acquainted with Devanagari script and basic Vedantic concepts. Nor did he ever advise me on points related to academic study. What I now remember from those days is the indelible sweet fragrance of his life of immaculate surrender and abidance in Sri Ramana Arunachala. Personally, I too would have loved to study Sanskrit in greater depth to better appreciate the works of Sri Bhagavan in Sanskrit, but the circumstances of my life required that I work, and in free time I was in Arunachala Ashrama. In retrospect, as one who has enjoyed language studies on many occasions, I have been reminded not to become entangled in intellectual analysis, but to again and again go within. Bhagavan said clearly on various occasions that book learning is not at all necessary for spiritual attainment, citing his own case as example. He also said that learning is not necessarily an obstacle to jnana, but rather pride in learning. Vishwanatha Swami had studied Sanskrit before coming to Bhagavan, and he told us that Bhagavan himself had introduced him to Kavyakanta Ganapati Sastri, with whom he had completed his studies. In the case of Kunja Swami, Bhagavan discouraged him from traveling to further his philosophical studies. While it is true that Sanskrit is not essential for self-knowledge, I believe that sometimes it is best to live with our questions. Vishwanatha, who surrendered to Bhagavan totally, came to do so many translations and thus served to widen the understanding of his teaching. Bhagavan himself, the doer of all, has planted in your heart a love of Sanskrit. This itself is to me evidence of your yearning for wisdom. May your dedication in this direction serve to awaken divine knowledge in your heart and in the hearts of many, as was the case with Swami Vishwanathan, whose first words to Murray Feldman where Bhagavan's teaching is one of the heart. Yours, in his infinite grace, Evelyn.